Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is August 21st, 1 John chapter 1. Let's get to it. John says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." This single verse of Scripture is one of the most packed verses in the Bible. Several details from it. If we are walk in the light, we are to walk in the light, as he is in the light. Openness, faith, holiness, truth, and love, this is our calling. Don't pretend you're already there, and so deceive yourself. So, now, what does it mean to walk in the light? Does it mean you live a perfect, sinless life? No, I'm afraid we still live on a fallen planet. It could be illustrated this way. Walking in the light really means you're walking toward the light. On the moon, did you know that your shadow is absolute because there's no atmosphere to dissipate light there? So if you're walking on the moon, make sure you're not walking toward your shadow at any given moment because you will not be able to see whatever obstacles might be in your way. Instead, you always walk away from your shadow and toward the sun. I say this to say that walking in the darkness is not just a matter of being on the wrong side of the planet. It's facing the wrong direction, wherever you are. So what's the solution to walking in the darkness or toward the darkness? Well, turn around. Walk in the direction of the light. The Bible word for turn around is repent. That's what it means to walk in the light. If we do, he says, we have fellowship with one another. Our relationships with each other are a major benefit of belonging to Christ. He teaches us by his Spirit to love perfectly. And then John says, and the blood of Jesus purifies us. Take note, we're not brought into right standing with God by the ethical teachings of Jesus or by trying to imitate and follow him or by his everlasting love. We are brought into relationship with the Father through the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood purifies us then, he says, from all sin. Well, not all sin, of course. No, really? Oh, he says all sin? We're not just 85% clean before the Lord? We get a B+ in holiness this week? No. His blood purifies us from all sin. And the word purifies is a present tense verb, which is in Greek a continuous action. In other words, a better translation of this would be the blood of Jesus is continually purifying us from every kind of sin. I'm saying as a Christian, you can't stack two sins on each other back to back because as soon as you do the first, it's already forgiven. Now that's good news. Just a couple verses later, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. It's another one of those exceedingly rich verses packed with meaning. So let's go through that too. We confess our sins. Not just we realize that we're not without sin. No, we say it out loud to someone. This is a time for humble confession, not generalizations. What's more, we confess our own sins, not someone else's. No excuses. I sinned because somebody made it hard for me, or I accidentally made a misjudgment, or I was angry and so I did something wrong. No. I sinned this way. Also notice we confess sins, not just a sin. Our many sins, we begin to list, starting with the worst ones that bring you the most shame. Go ahead, start your list. God has all the time in the world. And if we do confess our sins, God is faithful and just. He has both of those qualities, which is important. He's faithful to you. He will not turn away from you because that particular sin was too bad for him. No, he is faithful to you. He's also just, meaning that he always does what is right rather than ignoring justice. And a just God sees the blood of Jesus, not an unforgivable sin, the blood. And the blood covers every sin, every one. Therefore, God holds no grudges, never has a bad day, because he is faithful and he is just. And John says he forgives us our sins. It's forgiven, forgotten. Tomorrow you do the same sin again, you come to him and say, remember that sin I did yesterday? I did it again. And God replies, what sin? Well, and as we noticed before, he forgives our sins, not just the one that we're confessing at the moment. He doesn't have some checklist to say, I'll forgive the first three, but not that one. and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Wait, just two verses ago, he used the word purify also. But that one was in present tense, being a continuous action. This time, we see the word purify, but it's in aorist tense. Ooh, we don't really have an aorist tense in English, but that tense is like a snapshot that happens right now. Oops, now it is in past tense. As the present tense becomes past tense, it has this moment. We are passing the sign on the highway right now. Well, now we've passed it, and it's behind us. It's a marvelous distinction for us. As great as the last continuous purifies us was good news, in this case, God will purify us. He is doing it. Now it's done. Never to be done again. It's always past. It's behind us. It's a snapshot that was taken and captured a moment, and now it's gone. You are purified before God, and now you're still purified. And now, same thing. It's not a long process. It's a snapshot. And need I point out that the purification is of all unrighteousness. There is no sin too bad to be purified. No sin. We need not be ashamed. Once we have confessed the blood of Jesus and it has covered us, we are clean of even the worst of the worst. May you know the incredible forgiveness and purity of your sins in Jesus' blood. Amen.